Air One, the positive alternative.
Jeremy, can't lay down my pride. Hi, we're Sean and Mandy.
I don't know if you're planning to eat a lot at the Super Bowl. Maybe you haven't even thought about it yet, but you know that that Sunday is normally a day when you go a little crazy.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes it can be. It's one of those days like Thanksgiving where you just plan on eating a lot. Susan Burke March is here to tell you, you can still eat, but maybe make it a little healthier and still be tasty. Susan Burke March is a nutritionist and a registered dietitian. We've got all of her information up if you're interested in more about her online at Sean and Mandy's Facebook page, which you can get to at air1.com.
Susan Burke March, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Super Bowl's coming. We want to eat. What do you got for us?
Well, I think if you're hosting the party, good for you, because you get to control the menu. Right? If you go somewhere else, it's not so easy.
True.
So everybody host your own party. The number one thing is definitely the dips. That's, you know, one thing I always say, I don't add fat to my food. I like to cook with fat. I like some fatty foods, but I try not to add fat to my food. And that's because fat has double the calories of protein and carbohydrate, and it's one of those energy-dense foods. So that means those dips. The dips, and then you have to have the chips.
Sure.
So if you're going dip, like you said, get that yogurt out or the non-fat sour cream and mix that together with all your good spices, maybe some, you know, that onion soup powder, the same old thing. Nobody will know the difference. They'll eat it up, and you're going to save half the calories. And that said, those chips, those, you know what a serving of potato chips is?
Well, it's an ounce, which doesn't sound like
nine,
a lot.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Nine.
I mean, who eats nine chips?
Right.
And that's like, so two servings of that, you're already halfway through a half a submarine sandwich.
Oh,
so I like to serve nice big submarine sandwiches. You get some of those whole wheat sub rolls, and you could scoop them out a little bit, take out the inside of the doughy part, and now layer in turkey breast, some lean beef if you want, like roast beef if you want, lots of shredded lettuce, carrots, red bell pepper, onions, and then put on your mustard and a little bit of light vinaigrette, and
tell
you what, that's a hit. Right?
Oh, dude. Now, see, you're making me hungry, but you're making me hungry for something that's not... You're making me hungry for something that's not awful for me.
And not only that, you're going to get some fiber, and you're going to get some really good protein and some veggies, and I'm telling you, nobody's going to say, oh, there was nothing to eat at that party.
Nutritionist Susan Burke March giving us some Super Bowl ideas. You just heard her say she likes to serve up a good, healthy submarine sandwich. She's just taking a playbook out of Subway Jared's.
I know.
She's taking a thing out of his playbooks, all she's doing. I got a question for her when it comes to eating on the Super Bowl. Is it more important to focus on what I eat or how much I eat?
Good question. We'll find out about 10 minutes from now, coming up on Air One.
Check. Sean and Mandy on the positive alternative, Air One.
Air One, the positive alternative.
See, don't you know you're beautiful? We're Sean and Mandy.
Susan Burke March here with us, a registered dietitian, a nutritionist that has some good ideas on how to enjoy the big game and all the food that goes with it, but enjoy it in a healthy way.
Yeah, we got all our information on the Sean and Mandy Facebook page if you're interested. And the biggest tip that she gave us a few minutes ago was avoid your dips if you can. She said that's one of the worst things because chips, most popular snack at the Super Bowl, and then boom, your dip, you're just adding fat. That's all it is. It's just fat, fat dip. French onion dip. It's French fat dip. It's so good, though. And then she said, go for your submarine sandwiches with some lean meats. That's a good option.
Yeah.
Healthy. Susan, I got to ask you, though, because I can only focus on one thing at a time, really. So when I'm going into my Super Bowl party this weekend, should I be more worried about what I'm eating or how much I'm eating?
That's a great question. Quantity is very important. Portion size is all important. You could eat any of your favorite foods occasionally and not worry about your weight if you know your portion size and you take care to maybe add some more activity that day that you might be eating higher calorie foods.
Yeah.
But I think that making it second nature and making it quote-unquote natural to be thin means most of the time you're eating healthy foods. You're not demonizing foods. You're just making your choice. I always say, boy, we are so lucky we have the choice to make every day. We're not in prison. We don't have to worry about somebody else serving us foods. We get to choose what we want to eat. So if we choose to eat fatty foods in large amounts, and we choose to be fat. And that's the kind of thing. I'm a rebel. I want to rebel against the packaging, yeah, the come-ons, the all-you-can-eats. I want to eat what's right for me. And it's a psychological game I play with myself, and it works.
Well, Susan, I'll tell you this. Mandy and I are going to the same Super Bowl party that a friend of ours is hosting, mm-hmm, on Sunday. And so we don't really get a say in what they're serving. And I'm sure there's going to be a big tray of buffalo wings and, you know, fatty sour cream dip and all that stuff. But I'm going to go in with my game face on now, thanks to you. And your words are going to echo through my mind that I can make these choices. I really can.
You could bring some. You should bring some food.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Bring a big sub and bring a big crudité tray and make your own dip out of that great yogurt. And I bet you it's all gone by the time the game's over.
Yeah, my healthy dip will be gone. Fatty dip can stay there.
But you could also get more information about recipes and stuff on my website, SusanBurkeMarch.com.
You're a delight to talk to. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Susan.
Oh, you're welcome. Have fun.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.